Okay. We want to give an opportunity for people just to honor their mothers. And I took that into account in the length of the message that I'm going to be bringing. And I'd like to start off this morning by saying that I appreciate my mother, Rachel Howell. It's kind of meaningless to me, but it really meant a lot to her. She's Dr. Rachel Howell. She's just mom to me. It's just like George Bush, you know, his daughter's is just George, or just dad, you know. But our parents have done things for us, and most all of us have gotten some benefit from our parents. And it took me a long time to appreciate this about my mother. In fact, when she was doing this, when I was younger, it really made me mad. It did not make me feel warmly towards her. But I really appreciate the benefit of it now. And that is, she always pushed me to be more than what I was settling for. I grew up in a time when I came from a small town. I was born in Rockwall, Texas, which at that time was the tiniest county in Texas, the smallest, and a small town. And grew up around a lot of good country people who talk like a bunch of hicks, and their English wasn't all that great. Their vision for their future wasn't all that big. My mom decided she wanted something better for us, and she was forever correcting me with my English. Anytime I said ain't, she would correct me. Anytime I used wrong grammar, she would correct me. I used to start using bad grammar on purpose just to irritate her. I feel sorry about that today. And I talk more country, like a country hick, on purpose, just to irritate her. And I was trying to fit within a segment of society that I knew and felt comfortable with. My mom knew that the world was bigger than that little group of people, and that one day I would need to be able to express myself a little bit better than, "Hi, how y'all doing?" Now, that's okay. But that doesn't work everywhere you go. In fact, it can be kind of comical. And my mom helped me as I got older to see some things that I needed to improve. And she was little Hitler with this. I mean, she took it very serious, her job. I used to joke and say I'd write her letters from when I was in the Air Force, and she'd send them back to me corrected with red all over. I don't think she did that, but she came close to it, I know. But anyway, I'm so thankful to my mom for all that she did to help me see that to be the best that I could be means to expand my horizons, expand my vision, to understand that there's more in me than what I was allowing to come forth. She challenged me constantly, and I appreciate that. A lot of things I can still say to this day that she fell short in, we can all say that. But I think it's important that we realize the benefit that we did get, and we do get, from our mothers. And I appreciate mine, and I am truly very thankful for what she's done. Now, I don't expect anybody else to be near as long as that, but I expect you to be just as meaningful. So anybody want to come forward and just say a quick word about your mother and what she may have added to your life? And may continue to do that. Come up and let's get it on recording. Malachi, you want to come up and say something good about your mom? Okay.
That would be about your mom.
Turn around, face everybody, and say something good about your mom.
My mom always wants me to do stuff for her, and I do it, and I like doing stuff, and
your mom lets you do stuff good?
Yes.
Does she tell you to do good things?
Yeah.
And she tell you not to do bad things?
Mm-mm.
Yes, she tells you not to do bad things, right?
Yes.
Does she tell you to obey your granddad?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's a good one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord for that. All right. Would you like to say something about your mom?
I think mom's the perfect mom.
That is so sweet. Perfect mom. Are you? That is really sweet. Okay.
I like the time when mom plays baseball with me.
Your mom plays baseball with you?
Well, like two times, but I like it.
Praise the Lord. My mom did that with me, and my mom, when I was little, she could really hit the ball far, and guess who got to go chase it? She taught her son how to go find the ball in the long grass. Okay, anybody else? Come on, Avery, you're next.
I don't like being put on the spot, but I love my mama. I've got the best mama in the world. I really do believe that. And she's a real big blessing to me. And that's all I can think of.
And she's the most beautiful lady in the whole wide world. Anybody else? Do they have moms up north?
Yes.
Oh, they do.
So she made me cry. But anyway, my mom has Alzheimer's. And the thing is, she was she was a very hardworking woman. And as Rachel knows, too, my dad was an alcoholic, and my mom worked really hard, and I tell you that the home was very tough, the home life, but my mom is the best mom in the world, because she taught me how to love the Lord, and I love the Lord with all my heart.
Amen. Thank you.
She's very sweet.
Thank you. Anybody else? Any other children? This is William.
I love my mom because she makes good food.
I think he learned that one from his dad. Okay, nice and loud.
My mom was... Sometimes my mom was playing basketball with, we have a basketball, a new one.
Basketball?
Yeah.
Your mom plays basketball with you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. Is she good? Is she good at it?
Yep.
Does she tell you to love your granddad?
Yeah.
She's a good mom. Thank you. Anybody else? I know it's hard for some people to get up and speak in front of people. And that doesn't mean you don't love your mom just because you have a hard time speaking. We all understand that.
I don't want to compete with anybody else, but I have the best mom.
Is she the most beautiful woman in the whole wide world?
Yes.
Yes, she is.
I'll go ahead and go real quick. A little bit of pressure to do this,
but one thing that I can say, you know, it means a lot to me. Growing up didn't mean so much to me, but as I get older, if you're going to ask me one person in this whole world that I would want to agree with me about something in prayer, and that I know that God is going to move and he's going to hear their prayer, would be my mom. and I appreciate that about you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may think this is a terrible thing to say, but it's true. Just based off of, and I wouldn't even look into this if it weren't for my wife, but like the research when it comes to African Americans and abortion and everything, I'm glad that my mom didn't abort me. And I know that sounds terrible, but I am. Because I wouldn't be here if she did. So, I don't know, my mom's not perfect. I won't sit up here and say she is, but I know she worked real hard to provide for us, to love us, to show us things that she did know was right and true, and especially with the Lord. And I'm grateful for that. So thank the Lord for that, one mom.
Okay, we're going to close this part off in just a minute and give anybody else an opportunity. And once again, I know if you didn't come up here and speak in the microphone, that does not mean you don't love your mom or think she's wonderful. It's just the microphone is bigger than her. The microphone is bigger than her in your life. No. It's not easy for a lot of people. And we understand that. So, but if you can't say it on here, give her a call later.
My mother's not here, but I tell you what, my mother is, she's the most beautiful woman in the whole world. And she's my mother, and I love her.
Okay. Looks like we got at least one more.
I don't have my mother anymore, but I was thinking about her this morning, and what a really good memory for me is her sense of humor. She was really funny, and sometimes after she and Dad had gone to bed, you'd hear her just laughing and laughing and laughing, and so she also, you know, did a lot of other good things for us, but I want to honor her today, and yeah.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to close this part. Let's pray. Let's just thank the Lord for mothers, whether they're still alive or whether they passed away, and for the impact that they've had on our lives. And those of you who are here and are mothers, we are thankful to God for you, and especially those of you who are young, which is most everybody. You have the opportunity to continue to shape lives, young lives. And it's an awesome responsibility. And from what I can see, you're all doing a really good job. Just keep it up. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our mothers that you've given us. We thank you for their role in our lives. Thank you for what they've imparted to us. Thank you, Lord, for how they've shaped us. Thank you, Lord, for the good things that we can take away and be thankful for. And, Lord, for those things that, or we feel like they may have fallen short, we just forgive them in the name of Jesus and release them from our judgment. We have no right to carry that on. And so we thank you, Lord, and we thank you for this day. We thank you for the mothers that are here, and we ask that you would help them to continue to look to you for their strength, that they would see what a tremendous responsibility that they have, and that they would seek your grace in order to continue to do what they need to do. In Jesus' name, amen.